Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Yard Black. In today's episode, we'll be talking about fast fashion, the benefits of fast fashion, the effects it has on water, etc. Starting, we have a special guest today. Please introduce yourself to our viewers.
Hi, my name is Abdullah Mahmoud.
Welcome to Fast Fashion Podcast.
Hi, my name is Nasr Hussein.
Hi, my name is Adam Rashid.
Hi, my name is Billy Mohammed.
Welcome. Nice to meet you guys. Let's start with the basic question. What is fast fashion, anyone?
Fast fashion is a fashion business that makes a lot of clothing within a short period of time, and that's so expensive, and it's also low-quality clothing, which gets disposed real quick.
Yes, I also agree. Fast fashion is a business that makes lots of clothing and gets clothes disposed real quick. Do you guys think fast fashion is benefiting our Earth?
Fast fashion is not benefiting our Earth, but polluting our Earth and landfill.
I heard that fast fashion is responsible for about 10% world carbon footprint.
Yes, that's right. Fast fashion is responsible for 10% of carbon footprint. Nowadays, fashion companies don't really care if their clothes contain toxic chemicals.
That's right.
How do you guys think dyes affect the environment?
That's an amazing question, Abdullah. Well, I think that dyes hurt our environment very much by polluting our economic ecosystem and killing our plants, and etc. There's a lot more, of course. Does anyone have anything to add on?
Yeah, I do. Fabric drying and treatment particles generate about 20% of the world's wastewater, which is horrible for our environment.
And right now in Bangladesh alone, 1,500 billion liters of water are used annually in garment factories and milk.
That's so interesting. Mostly developed countries do that to
Yeah, I'm really curious about what do you mean.
What I mean is that developed countries go to developing countries to make clothes so that when they make the clothes, the toxic chemicals can stay in those countries.
Oh, that's very interesting and horrible.
How is guys try to solve fast fashion?
I'll try to solve this problem by making my own clothes at home, practicing at home. It's really fun because I always wanted to learn how to knit, and it helps solve the fast fashion problem because I'll start making my own clothes.
Oh, that is very nice, Adam. I'm very interested in it, and also maybe start together and learn together.
Okay, that's really nice, Adam. Now, next question is there enough companies to stop fast fashion?
No, there are not enough countries to stop fast fashion.
Every company started making low-quality clothes and made it so expensive.
They just want money. Money's not all. All that.
That's right, Adam. How do you feel about these fast fashion companies using so much water for their clothes?
I feel like they are just wasting good drinking water for some clothes that people are just going to grow out of. How do you feel about this, Nasr?
Companies are wasting water for clothing that are going to landfills.
I also agree with that statement.
Now that we have talked about your opinions, if fast fashion is polluting our Earth or not, can you guys tell me if there are any ways to stop fast fashion?
Yes, we should start making our own clothes.
If we start using local manufacturers, it would be better.
I have an idea. What if everybody gets their own manufacturing machine that make clothes so free?
That's going to be too much manufacturing machines and more pollution.
We should find better manufacturing methods and stop using children to make the clothes.
Seriously, speaking of child labor, how and what do you guys feel about these companies using children to manufacture their products?
I think it's absolutely unacceptable. Child labor isn't something that's just normal.
Yeah, kids should be in school, not forced to work.
Child labor is very regular. It's in most countries, people need to notice how popular in some foreign countries.
Adam, I agree with you. It's unknown how many countries are doing this to our poor young children.
Interesting. I find that very interesting, guys. I really disagree with child labor because it's something I would hate to go through or anyone else has to go through. Would you guys rather human factors or your clothes or machines?
I'd rather have machines because they could work for longer and you don't have to pay them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think humans are better.
Adam, why do you say that?
Humans are better than machines because they can learn and pass down to generation and generation so they can make their own clothes. Machine can break down easily and they cost a lot.
I disagree with you, Adam. Machines are better than humans because humans get tired easily. And people can build machines to do something for a long period of time.
Yes, machine can do all that, but machine costs a lot more.
It might cost a lot, but the result is much better and faster than human making their own clothes.
Yeah, but like,
Adam, now you have to admit that machines are better than humans when it comes to making clothes and giving a faster result.
Yeah, Adam, it can take 5 hours for an average human to wear one clothing, and it takes 1 to 5 minutes.
Okay, I admit that machines are better than humans when making clothes, but I'm not saying machines are better than humans overall.
Of course, machines or robots can be too much sometimes.
It's taking over our jobs and people. Now that we have been speaking about fast fashion and the harms on the world, let's talk about fast fashion and the benefits it has on this earth.
One little thing that I really like is more clothing options, because you can dress as you like and can find your style.
Absolutely. The more clothing options, the better. And I really think that the clothing is not all the same color.
If they were same, I would not even try to look fashionable.
Of course, there are not dyes to make colorful clothes. I think it would be really boring and like people wouldn't buy as much clothes.
A lot of the clothes that I wear are colorful. I love them because of that.
Yeah, me too. A lot of hijabs are colorful. If hijabs were not colorful or just had color, I would not want them.
Honestly, of course, I agree with all those statements. Thank you for sharing your amazing and awesome answer. Now, we are coming to a close. What's the most interesting things you guys learned about fast fashion today?
I learned that fast fashion has some high-speed business innovation, and its environmental and social impact.
One thing I learned is that fast fashion moves very quickly because of new business strategies, but the speed also leads to a lot of environmental damage.
I learned that fast fashion companies that are able to produce clothes to very high cost, which is why prices are expensive for consumers.
What I learned is that the low cost of production often comes from cutting corners, especially in labor and materials.
I learned that fast fashion relies on complex global supply chain, using cheap materials and producing clothes in a very high volume.
And overall, we learned that while fast fashion is convenient and affordable, it has serious environment and social consequences that we should all be more aware of.
Closing, thank you guys for joining today's episode of Fast Fashion Economy Podcast. Today we discuss what fast fashion is and its benefits and serious impact on our environment, especially water pollution and waste. We also talked about solutions like making our own clothes, supporting sustainable brands, being more mindful about what we buy. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.